You're listening to Morning and Evening, presented by Spurgeon Audio.
Whom he did predestine, them he also called. Romans 8:30. In the second epistle to Timothy, first chapter and ninth verse, are these words: Who hath saved us and called us with a holy calling? Now here is a touchstone by which we may try our calling. It is a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his purpose and grace. This calling forbids all trust in our own doing and conducts us to Christ alone for salvation, but it afterward purges us from the dead works to serve a living and true God. As he hath called you is holy, so must you be holy. If you are living in sin, you are not called, but if you are truly Christ's, you say, nothing pains me so much as sin. I desire to be rid of it. Lord, help me to be holy. Is this the panting of thy heart? Is this the tenor of thy life towards God and his divine will? Again, in Philippians 3:13, 14, we are told of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Is then your calling a high calling? Has it ennobled your heart and set it upon heavenly things? Has it elevated your hopes and your tastes and your desires? Has it upraised the constant tenor of your life so that you spend it with God and for God? Another test we find in Hebrews 3:1, partakers of the heavenly calling. Heavenly calling means a call from heaven. If man alone call thee, thou art uncalled. Is thy calling of God? Is it a call to heaven as well as from heaven? Unless thou art a stranger here and heaven thy home, thou hast not been called with a heavenly calling. For those who have been so called declare that they look for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God, and they set themselves are strangers and pilgrims upon the earth. Is thy calling thus holy, high, heavenly? Then, beloved, thou hast been called of God, for such is the calling wherewith God doth call his people.
You've been listening to Morning and Evening, presented by the Spurgeon Audio Podcast. For more information about this podcast, you can visit spurgeonaudio.org. You can also email us at spurgeonaudio@gmail.com. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and many others by visiting theologymix.com.